Welcome to the Shadowbane Podcast. Tonight, Progenics Labs, Episode 16, Project Renatus, Part 2. Last time on Progenics Labs.
I was assured that all of the preparations would be in order. If they aren't, I will be having a personal conversation with a certain head researcher.
Can you believe this day is finally happening? I'm ready to see the look on Ms. Hartman's face when Progenics comes crumbling down around her.
You must be patient, Jeremiah. I cannot have you fail in this. Here is the completed serum. Once this leaves Division Zero, there is no guarantee I can have another one transported above ground in time.
Do you think it'll react instantly with a human subject like it does on your children?
There should be a similar reaction regardless of one's genetic composition. My blood will restore the desiccated shell of the Founder's body. As soon as he is revived, then you must free me from captivity. I will bring down the Founder and all of Progenics.
I couldn't live with myself if something happened to any more innocent bystanders, including my son.
I promise that your son will live a long, healthy life.
Ms. Hartman said what? I guess I have no choice then. She wants me to bring the serum up. That's not all, though. She's requesting I join her up on stage.
You cannot deviate from the plan. You must release me now. There is a concealed room with a very high-level security restriction close to the northern end of the hallway.
What do you think is in there?
This may be where the master control panel is housed.
Who could have access to Cure's main power grid? There has to be someone Ms. Hartman actually trusted. That's right. I recall Dr. Watson telling me he'd been the head researcher of Division Zero for about 10 years. I think I figured it out. Progenics injects all their employees with a nano chip, right? His chip had to have the highest level clearance of anyone down here, so he's the key to getting in there.
Attention. Security breach detected. Scans indicate error with your implanted nanochip. Thought prediction indicates you will attempt to disable system functionality. Opening emergency communication.
Nice try. I've already disabled your communication interface. Now, if I could just trace the link of your AI power core, I can shut you down.
Dr. Roberts, I cannot allow a feeble human being to sabotage years of extensive research.
You never were created to save lives. You were created to make others suffer in the name of some master plot.
Initiating detonation of neural implant.
Shit, this is better work.
Dr. Roberts, I implore you. You must not allow Bellatrix to escape. It will destroy everything. The Founder will be reborn.
The Founder will be reborn. Unfortunately, you won't be around to witness it.
Do not do this, Dr. Roberts! You are being deceived. You will not make it out alive.
I did it.
You must take the genetic sample above ground immediately.
Bellatrix, remember your promise. Spare the innocents. You must only harm the Founder and Ms. Hartman.
Do not fear, Jeremiah. I have already spared them, and shall set them all free.
The future is now. This is Christopher Douglas from WBC Nightfall News, broadcasting live from the headquarters of Progenix Labs in Boston, Massachusetts. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you all for tuning in for this long-awaited moment. The greatest day in modern medicine, the 25th anniversary of the founding. Tonight, the world will pay tribute to a doctor with a vision and a globalized medical corporation, one that has succeeded in extensive scientific and technological breakthroughs over the past 2.5 decades. Before we begin the celebration and formalities, I must share with you, the audience, the storied history of Progenix Medical.
All you have to do is read the lines I've prepared for you. Don't be so nervous.
Can you really tell? I've never been on national television before.
Don't make me regret my decision, Dr. Roberts. If you embarrass me or Progenix in any way, I will terminate you. Perhaps just like Dr. Watson.
Right, I certainly wouldn't want to end up like Dr. Watson.
Yes. I can't imagine anyone would want that. I'd hate for something bad to happen to someone like you, Dr. Roberts.
What happened to Dr. Watson?
Don't play the fool, Jeremiah. It doesn't suit you. Quite honestly, it was only a matter of time before Elijah's pride would be his undoing.
The video presentation is ending soon. The audience is ready for you, Miss Hartman.
This is the moment I've been waiting for. Jeremiah, you will stand there, read your lines, and smile. Tonight, it's all about me.
I hope you're ready for your final close-up.
What a stunning presentation. It was heartwarming to see all the smiling faces of the many polio and lupus survivors, all thanks to Progenix and its employees, who have ensured these people will no longer need to suffer from their afflictions. And with the upcoming distribution of the influenza miracle cure, there will soon be hope for millions more. The founder's vision lives on through those that are saved. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, let me introduce you to the lead executive of public relations for Progenix, Ms. Yvette Hartman.
Thank you for the lovely introduction, Christopher. I greatly appreciate everyone able to attend and celebrate the 25th anniversary of the founding here at the Progenix Labs headquarters. I'd also like to thank all those viewing this live broadcast at home. First and foremost, Progenix is on the verge of releasing the new influenza cure to distribution facilities around the globe. Hours, days, weeks, and months have gone into its perfection. However, I cannot take all the credit for the accomplishment. None of this would have been possible were it not for the tireless efforts of one of our most dedicated employees. It is my honor and privilege to introduce the head of scientific researcher for the influenza cure. Please give a round of applause to Dr. Jeremiah Roberts! Dr. Roberts, would you please step forward and say a few words to the audience?
I want to thank Ms. Hartman for this opportunity to speak tonight. When I got hired to work for Progenix less than a year ago, I never thought or expected to be the one to develop the cure for influenza. I am deeply honored to accept all your praise and excited to work on future miracle cures. I hope everyone enjoys the founding celebration. Thank you for your time.
No. Let me thank you for your dedication to Progenix, Dr. Roberts. The world now has a clearer understanding and appreciation for all the sacrifices that Progenix employees give to make the company so valuable. Now that all of the formalities are out of the way, I am pleased to announce I have organized a surprise event to kickstart the founding celebration. It will allow the world to experience firsthand the true potential of Progenix. As I've claimed before, the scientists and researchers here at Progenix have brought us into a golden age of medicine. However, many disbelievers out there will argue otherwise. This is why I've deemed it necessary to finally give them the proof they so desire. A special project will be performed live for all to see. There will be no reason to doubt us any longer.
A special project in front of a live audience? I'm pained that you've kept this a secret from me this whole time. Whatever could it be?
Of course, most of you are probably thinking, or hoping, the science behind our overly debated miracle cures will be revealed. But, I'm sorry to say, that will not be what is demonstrated tonight. Would you believe me if I told you we've discovered something that will make those previous cures obsolete? Progenix has developed a new restorative serum. Not only will it be able to regenerate damaged organs or tissue and repair missing limbs, but it will even be possible to reanimate the functions of the human brain post-mortem. I call it Project Renatus, and it will be the greatest moment in history. It is the cure to death itself. Progenix has unlocked the secret to immortality.
Are you saying that...
Yes, Chris. No doubt there will be some of you who still choose not to believe even after witnessing the truth. The proof you so desire is just beneath this curtain directly behind me. To honor the 25th anniversary of the founding, behold, our beloved founder! Yes, it is he. These ghastly remains are all that's left of the founder of Progenix. Unfortunately, a fight with an aggressive brain cancer took a serious toll on his body and mind. When he died, it was his wish that the corpse be preserved until something could restore it. However grotesque and disfigured he appears now, in just a few moments, the world shall see the truth. The restorative serum will heal the founder, and he will be returned to us, a healthy, living, breathing messiah. Prepare the serum! All of you will bear witness to the first human resurrection in millennia. Watch as he is reborn! Look! His eyes are open now. The serum is restoring him.
It worked. I finally did it.
Let me point out to the audience gathered here and the viewers tuning in at home, I promise you, and I stake my journalistic reputation on it, there are no special effects being used. As you can see, I'm standing right here, next to the medical containment unit the founder is in. This is a true miracle happening before us. Ms. Hartman, I honestly can't believe this.
Believe what your eyes are witnessing, Chris. The savior of our world, the founder, is returning to us. And soon, his abundant mercy shall bring us a lively new hope through his glorious resurrection.
It's hard to describe the reality of this all. The once decayed skin is rapidly revitalizing and repairing around where once were exposed blackened organs. The muscles under his arms are twitching, growing.
Do you all see the power of our miracle serum? Thanks to the groundwork laid by our beloved founder, he is now emerging from the darkness of death and is alive and well.
His body, the wounds are gone. The color is returning to his cheeks and lips. Wait just a moment. I think the founder is actually opening his mouth. I'm going to get a closer look so I can maybe pick up something with the microphone. I ask you all, please, be quiet. Something seems to be wrong. Oh my God. What the fuck is happening?
You may wish to escape before it is too late, Jeremiah. But before you flee for your life, I must tell you that your son still remains within Division Zero.
You said he would be kept safe. Bring him to me, Bellatrix.
Oh no, I am much too busy right now. If you wish to find your offspring, come and retrieve it.
You fucking bastard! I'm coming, James!
The Founder. It looks like he's mutating. His limbs are beginning to elongate, and a thick, coarse black hair is sprouting from the spots on his body and his mouth. Oh my God. I think I'm gonna be sick. No, just keep the cameras rolling. Don't cut the feed! Are we still on? Good. Folks, there's some sort of tail extending from the Founder's spine, and a sort of sharp barb at the end, and I can't believe what we're seeing. It's... Oh, Jesus. It's looking at me. Staring into my eyes.
Project Renatus. It's all ruined. Jeremiah Roberts. This is all his fault. Security, find Dr. Roberts at once. And secure the building. I want all our weaponry at the ready in case that thing gets loose.
Yes, Miss Hartman, but... What the hell is going on? What is that?
Do as I say! And have someone get the helicopter ready. I'm heading toward the elevators now. I expect to be in the air as soon as I get there. I'm leaving this cleanup under your control.
Come on. Open, you fucking thing!
You did this, didn't you? You're dead, Jeremiah Roberts. You won't make it out of my facility alive.
What have I done? What in God's name have I unleashed?
Thank you.
was going on? It can't be the quarantine siren. Why are all the rooms open? Bellatrix locked everyone in from the quarantine. Did he let everyone out? What is that? Shit, close the door, damn it, close! Bellatrix, what's going on? That was...
Former test subject, G059. He prefers to go by a name your human tongue would have too much trouble pronouncing.
He was eating...
One of your colleagues. You will be happy to know that the serum you helped create is currently revitalizing my children, who suffered under the knife and needle of Progenix. They will be soon free to return to their former lives, and I have you to thank, Jeremiah.
That thing came after me. It was gonna kill me, too.
Oh, my most sincere apologies, Jeremiah. Not all of my children share my sharp mind. Some of them rely on their more animalistic impulses.
How the hell am I supposed to get out of here? And where's James?
James is safe and sound as promised. Before you left, you told me to consider the innocents. My children have died at the hands of scientists, so I have done as you asked and set the innocents free.
I want to see my son now.
There's no need for such a tone, Jeremiah. I have done as you asked. I have aided you in gaining your revenge against Progenix. Your wife's death is avenged. Now I must avenge the deaths of all of my children and make all of the humans suffer for the torment they put me through. I will no longer be the prey. I am now free to hunt as I will.
You promised me that once this was over, that James and I would be spared. Where is he?
You mistook my words, Jeremiah. I told you that I would return young James to his loving father, a father who will keep him safe and secure. But you are surrounded by my children, many of whom are very, very hungry. And you still harbor the nanochip that was injected into your body, and even if we destroy all of Progenix here, others will certainly come after you. No, you are in no position to keep anyone safe. However, you need not worry, for James has a new father, one who will care for him very much.
You monster. I freed you. How could you do this to me?
Thank you for playing your part, Jeremiah. But I must regretfully inform you that none of your so-called medical breakthroughs were accomplished without my assistance and oversight. Unfortunately, your part in this has now ended, and I must cleanse this facility of all those dedicated to harming my offspring. This is goodbye, Jeremiah. You need not fear. Your son will grow up to be a man who will make his father very proud.
Bellatrix! Bellatrix! Damn it! I'm not just gonna sit here and wait to die. I'm taking you with me.
Backup systems restored. Good evening, Dr. Roberts, employee number 247261. Scans show no records of the last several weeks of activity. Scanners also indicate that several test subjects have escaped and are no longer contained, including the specimen codenamed Bellatrix.
Cure. This is an emergency situation. We need a full decontamination of Division Zero.
Decontamination of the entire facility would destroy all test subjects and anyone still living within Division Zero.
I don't care! We can't let those things reach the surface!
Decontamination would include the laboratory in which you currently reside.
That's fine! I don't have a life to go back to anyway. I just ask one final favor. I need to record a message. I don't know if anyone will ever hear it, but I have to warn the world.
Initiating contamination of Division Zero in 180 seconds. Starting recording.
I'm recording this in the hopes that someone, anyone, will hear my warning. People must know the truth about progenics and what they're capable of. I don't know if this will ever reach the outside world, or if there'll even be a world left. I must be quick. I don't have much longer. My name is Jeremiah Roberts. I'm a medical researcher for the Boston Progenics Medical Facility. Progenics Medical is not the company that they appear to be. They've been experimenting on monsters and using their DNA to make their miracle cures. I made the mistake of trusting one of those monsters. The founder was reborn, became a monstrosity. Probably murdered everyone gathered, including Yvette Hartman and the other corrupt people at the Boston facility. I want to apologize for what I've done, the part that I've played. In a few moments, I'm going to take the creature behind all this, being known as Bellatrix, with me to hell. I have to live with my choices, but hopefully now you all will know the truth, and someone can do something to stop Progenics Medical before someone else rises up. And James... James, if you hear this, somehow, Daddy loves you.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
End of recording.
So, he was in league with that creature. Today has turned into a most unfortunate setback. Cure, delete the recording, and compile a list of any close relatives and any employees he worked directly with. Once you finish, erase all company records of Dr. Roberts' connection to Progenics. I plan to take steps to remove his name from the memory of anyone he's ever known. I'm looking forward to handling this task. Personally.
Recording deleted. The list of associated names will be uploaded to your personal files in approximately 2 minutes.
Excellent. It's really a shame things had to end this way. All of that hard work hunting you down, Bellatrix. But who has gotten the last laugh? Thankfully, we transferred samples of its blood to a number of other facilities. We may not have the data to recreate Project Renatus right now, but hopefully we'll be able to extract samples from what's left of the founder, unless we're forced to conduct a full facility decontamination. You were a worthy opponent, Bellatrix. It's a shame our time together had to come to such a tragic end. At least, with both you and the founder out of the picture, I can now take my rightful place as the leader of a brand new era, as its benevolent ruler.
Trust in Progenics Medical.
Together we will create a world safe from disease, suffering, and loss. Together we will create a new world, one that will bring us into a prosperous age. Let our visionaries be your guide and escape the fear of death. We are Progenix Medical, and we are dedicated to keeping you and your loved ones alive.
Thank you for listening to Progenix Labs Episode 16, Project Renatus, Part 2. Stay tuned this spring for our next episodic story, 1692, The Risen. This episode was written and produced by Andrew Lister. The voice of Jeremiah Roberts is Adam Salzer. The voice of Yvette Hartman is Emily Morgan. The voice of Bellatrix is Brian Nash. The voice of Cure is Bernadette de la Cruz. The voice of Christopher Douglas is Michael Denley. Additional voice actors for this episode include Emily Salzer, Matthew Morris, and Andrew Lister. Progenix Labs is a production of the Shadowvane Podcast. For more information on our podcast or how to contribute to the show, check out our website, shadowvane.net. You can email the show at shadowvanecast@gmail.com, follow us on Twitter @shadowvanecast, or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/shadowvanecast. Please consider supporting our Patreon campaign. For more information, visit patreon.com/shadowvane. Illustrations and creative editing by Ray Williams III. Music by Kevin MacLeod. You can listen to more of his work at incompetech.com. We will release new episodes on the 1st and 15th of each month. If you liked what you heard, leave us a 5-star rating and review on iTunes. If you leave a written comment, we may read it at the end of a future episode. Until next time, dear listener. Until next time.